Okay, there we go. Shut up. It's Opera Man today.
Opera Man. Oh, I want to draw that now.
I'm covering Titanfall.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Prototyped. I'm Jamie J.J. Johnson, and I'm joined by...
Mike the Birdman Dodd!
And he's in a singing mood today, so this should be interesting. He said he's super opera man.
Yes!
Today we've got a pretty awesome episode. We haven't released an episode. We're a little late on schedule, but there's a reason, and this episode is going to cover said reason. We went to the launch event of Titanfall. We had a, well, I had a blast. I don't know about Dodd. He was kind of disgruntled.
You know, and it's not that I was disgruntled because the event sucked. It's because there was a shit ton of people in there.
Yeah, it was pretty packed because it was, well, for media, usually when we go to a media events, there's like 30 people. And I was like, okay, we know everybody here. But the media line was like 100 to 150 people. And it was like, what the fuck? Who are all these people? And they all had like press badges and shit. It's like, who are you? What do you do? And yeah, we managed to get to the head of the line because of you, but...
Yay for being handicapped.
Handicaps have their privileges. Right. But yeah, and then... We were there. It was 2 hours until the public got released into this crowd as well. And we were at the Tattoo Rock Parlor in Toronto, which was a lot bigger than I was expecting. And we actually thought it was a tattoo place.
Yeah.
This was a club.
Yeah. Like, it's just a clever name.
We're simple folk, I guess, and we got dangled by that.
Well, I actually emailed the PR people because you guys know that I'm a media whore, and I'm thinking, you know what? It's at a tattoo parlor. Tell you what, you give me a collector's edition, I'll put the game's logo on my arm or something.
Yeah, really.
And they're like, well, we can't do that because it's not actually a tattoo parlor. We're like, well, that's misleading.
Well, I don't know why they call it the Tattoo Rock, but it.
I guess it's to mean. To be hip and cool and shit, I guess.
Something like that. Anyway, so we have been playing Titanfall pretty much since that event. I've maybe taken one day off from it. Just been kind of consumed by it.
I took a little bit off yesterday to play the final DLC for Dead Rising 3, aka Fetch Quest with Zombies.
Fetch Quest.
Oh my god, fuck that game. I actually... Blair actually looked at me and said, Mike, you're not having fun, are you? I'm like, not in the fucking least, but I'm going to beat it out of spite. And I've actually never said that to a game just because I don't know why I expected more from, like, Capcom DLC. Fuck me, right?
Why? Why would you expect any more from them?
See, I like their Street Fighter shit, and I like some of their... I like their DLC for Dead Rising before, like, Case West was awesome, Case Zero... Dead Rising 2 is the best game in that series. But holy shit, with Dead Rising 3, you're supposed to get the lost stories of Los Perdidos. And the other one, hey, I'm a FBI agent or some bullshit like that. Oh, could have been a zombie. Guess I'm not anymore. Go burn these things. Go find bootleg Zombrex.
Fuck bootleg me. Zombrex.
It's so dumb because you have to collect 20 of these things, then burn 50 of these other stupid things. Collect 20 of these things. I'm like, fuck you, man. I have to collect less, like 100 of these stupid bastard and things. Frustration in the end. I beat it. Am I any closer to understanding what the fuck happened? No. Do certain events in that game contradict the game's ending? Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll just wrap that up with, was it worth the money?
No. No, 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 no. I mean, some of the new guns are kind of neat.
Well, you heard it here, folks. It's actually killing Dodd to talk about that, so don't bother with that DLC. You've got the zombie virus. Oh, great. Not visiting you anytime soon. So anyway, back on to Titanfall. At this event, it was actually one of the coolest media events I've been to. But I think it's because it was a launch party. We don't usually go to launch parties. We go to media events. So we went to this launch party, and unfortunately, it wasn't very suitable for Dodd because, you know, you're a bigger guy, and their event, there was a lot of standing and a lot of moving around. So what they did is they gave everyone your badge to get in, and on the back of it, it had a spot for 8 stickers. So they had 8 different stations where you could earn a sticker. So one of them was having your photo taken and photoshopped onto the edge of a Titan, basically, on a green screen, which was really cool. I tried to do the wounded knee from Family Guy, that kind of scene, and they didn't understand it until I explained it to them. I'm like, oh, that's really funny. And then I'm like, yeah, but since I had to explain it to you, it wasn't really. Thanks. Then you earned a sticker from each of playing each game type. So there was like Capture the Flag. Actually, no, I don't think they had Capture the Flag that night because the servers didn't have enough people or something, they said. So there was like Hardpoint, Attrition, and 2 others, I think. And then there was a sticker for getting a t-shirt made, which are fucking cool. It's a t-shirt with basically a pilot on the front, a Titan on the back of the t-shirt, and you went to the station and you had them embroider your gamer tag onto the sleeve, which was really cool. I might post a picture of it on the Facebook page. That way people can see what it looks like so that you know what we're talking about. And then the final place that you had to go to, it was a reaction time thing. So like for Dodd to stand and do this, it would have been hilarious, but you didn't do it, so I would have enjoyed it. Basically, you had to stare at like a center console thing, and little lights would pop up with their buttons that have lights in them, and you would have to hit them in your peripheral vision with reaction time, basically. And the more you got, the higher score you got, and that was basically the thing. So it was just testing your reaction time. Also got to interview Steve Fukuda, which is the game director. We did it over Skype. Dodd was not around, so I went and did it, and I was reviewing with 5 other like media journalists. So, and because somebody wasn't feeling well and I had to do it, it was kind of off guard.
Well, you've got the game design background, so I figure why not you take it from a more design standpoint as opposed to me coming at it from the journalistic standpoint. Makes more sense to me.
Which is what I did as well. So I think he enjoyed my questions. Should I go into kind of what I talked to him about first, or should we maybe talk about the game? So for people that haven't played it or haven't seen anything about it, they know what it is.
Okay. Well, first off, we're not going to be reviewing the game. I'm going to be reviewing the game tomorrow on Thursday for review a day. So just bear that in mind now. And in terms of spoilers, there aren't any. In fact, you won't give a shit. Really, when we start talking about certain aspects of the game. So I guess, Jamie, in a nutshell, in 1 minute or less, explain Titanfall.
1 minute or less. Okay. Titanfall is a... you would. Titanfall is a first-person shooter in the Call of Duty style of running and gunning, more arcadey than something like Battlefield. It's very fast paced, like extremely fast paced compared to Call of Duty. You run around shooting other people. You have the standard kind of weapons, assault rifles, shotguns, pistols, etc. And then you have massive tanks that fall from the sky. They're bipedal tanks. They are called Titans, which you can get in because you are a pilot. You call them down from the sky after you've accumulated so many points to have it built. It drops down, you get in it, and you can obliterate the other team. When I say that, I mean if you're really skilled. Titans are actually very vulnerable to other pilots. They can jump on your back. They can blast at your weak point on your back. They can shoot anti-Titan weapons at you, so missile launchers, lasers, etc., that are meant for just taking down Titans. You have a jetpack as a pilot, so you're a lot more mobile than when you're in a Titan. You can run on walls. You can double jump. You can... there's just a shit ton more of mobility than other FPS games. Takes it back kind of to the days of Unreal Tournament, where everything was a lot faster paced. There is NPC enemies for each team, because it's 6 versus 6, but there's also up to, I think, 60 players, you know, quote unquote, in game, because there's NPC enemies, grunts, militia, and specters, basically just difference in difficulty of AI. And you fight until the other team dies. It's pretty much the gist of any shooter. It's just, it's a hell of a lot more fast-paced, and it is very engaging. You always are in the action, unlike other FPSs. Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that a minute?
I'd say that sounds just about right.
All right.
One of the things that I really did like about Titanfall is it's a competitive esportsy-like shooter that didn't make me feel terrible. Allow me to explain. This is one of the few games where I went in with no real degree of skill. I mean, I think it's fair to say that I was okay at Halo. Not good, but okay. Passable, whenever we were to like kind of play together. I would do all right. And other shooters like Call of Duty, I would get my ass kicked. Repeatedly. Battlefield 4, get my ass kicked. But with Titanfall, I would continuously finish in the top, usually within the top three, and consistently in the last, or at least in the last couple of days, I'm usually finishing with you in the top two, which is amazing for me. I'm never this good. And Titanfall, it rewards you for doing little things, like killing grunts actually gives you points, or capturing the flag. I don't know, there's just something about this one, it feels very welcoming to newcomers. It makes you want to get better. It doesn't smack you down like other Twitch shooters do.
Yeah, it's got the little rewards for everything that you do in the game. So you've got challenges for, like, other games have done challenges, so you get so many kills or whatever with said weapon, you get bonus experience, you unlock something. But they've added the challenges on the NPCs, on just wall running, playing the game, so your time, etc. So you're constantly being rewarded for just doing stuff, and you don't always have to be good. So if, say, you're a person that plays barely any FPSs, you can go into the attrition game mode, and killing the NPC enemies actually counts towards the end game score. So if you want, you can hide from the other players and shoot, shoot the guys that are easy to kill, and try to peg the odd player that you can kill, rather than running around and just getting murdered.
Yeah, and basically with like certain game types that reward you for different types of behavior. Like you were saying, if you just wanted to pick off the NPCs, attrition is great for that. Because you can kill a bunch of these motherfuckers really, really easy and boost your team's score. In fact, I was actually playing a match last night where killing grunts really helped my team out, because I would drop my Titan on these, I guess I would call them drop pods, like 5 or 6 dudes come out of them. And for fun, I was, as me and Jamie have called it, Super Mario-ing people. Just dropping my Titan on these things, like, you've killed 5 grunts at once. Awesome! You get 30 points or whatever. And it was just really fun doing that. And sometimes you get some pretty cool kills against grunts, too, because you can literally stand in front of them and they will not hit you. Or if they do, it's like once or twice. I've only ever been killed by a Spectre once.
I've been killed quite a few times from getting too cocky. If you run up to a group of Spectres and you start melee, in this game, when you melee, you kick them. You do a jump kick or a drop kick, whatever you want to call it. So you kick them in the face, but if there's 3 of them, you kick one and the other 2 will melee you, and their melee actually hits really hard. So don't always want to get too cocky. They do deal damage. They deal quite a significant amount of damage if they do hit you. So if you're right beside them, they will hit you. From far away, they're not that much of a challenge. But if you've shot at them at a player that's near them, they will engage you. And they can be a pain in the ass. I have died the most from grunts, though, whenever an allied Titan dashes past me and I'm on foot, and the grunts will pull out their rocket launcher and they'll shoot the rocket at the Titan, and because it auto locks onto the Titan, when they go around, dash around the corner, it then hits the wall right beside me, and those fucking hurt. They instant kill you. And it's just bad luck. Like, I have extremely bad luck with that. Because you've probably never been killed by them.
Killed by what again?
The grunts, you have an allied Titan, mm-hmm. they'll pull out a rocket launcher and they'll shoot rockets at them, right? Mm-hmm. And if the allied Titan dashes behind a corner that you just happen to be at, the rocket, since it locks on, it'll actually curve and it'll end up hitting the wall beside you and it kills you. Because the rocket hits really fucking hard.
No, I can't say I've been killed that way. I mean, I've had
I've died four times to that.
I've had them do tremendous damage to me, but I've never died.
Yeah, I think I just have extremely bad luck with that. Speaking of bad luck and the Marioing effect, we love this little pastime of Marioing people. So dropping your Titan onto another Titan, onto a player, onto little minions, whatever. I actually use the Xbox's record that feature to pick up a... it was a double Mario, but it was on me and one of my allies. I was playing with a buddy of mine, and he said, shit, there's somebody on my Titan, get him off. So I dashed up to him, punched the Titan, and I'm like, there's nobody on you. And next thing you know, we just get crushed by a Titan that falls from the sky. And he double killed off of us. I'm like, son of a bitch, we just got double Goombud.
One kill that I had last night, and I wish to God I recorded this. One of the things you do in this game is you can prestige. Once you reach level 50, you can regenerate into a second generation pilot. Basically means you now have challenges you have to complete to become a higher grade pilot. One of those things, you have to get so many shotgun kills. Let me say, I hate the shotgun in this game. So, I had a really good...
On a quick note for that, the shotgun is a lot more balanced in this game compared to other Call of Duty-style games, which just instant obliterate you in no matter the fucking distance. This one, it is a very close-range weapon. But that being said, it sucks.
So, I'm playing with this thing, and I'm playing on the map Colony, which is usually the second or third map in the campaign. Anyway, so I'm vaulting over these buildings. I see a couple specters in a window. They've been taken out, whatever. I see the flash of a guy in there. So I reload my shotgun midair, jump, hit the ledge of the window, vault in, jump kick and shoot this guy in the face, jump out the other side of the window, right into another guy, blow him away. It was rapid double kill. I've never done anything that cool Matrixy in this game since, but it was just one of those kills that I'm probably never going to forget. And that's something that I really liked about Titanfall. It's really cinematic in its presentation and how you go about things, because it has this parkour element where it's literally like, picture Assassin's Creed, but with guns and mechs.
And that's one of the things that the game director, when they talked about the game, they tried to make it very cinematic because the game doesn't have much of a campaign or the storyline. They wanted to make every moment cinematic to you. And it doesn't matter what kind of player you are, if you suck at FPSs or not, you will always encounter some sort of epic moment that you're just like, wow, I can't believe I just managed to pull that off, no matter who you are. I get them, like, you know, once a game I'll have something crazy happen. I'm just like, holy shit. Whether it be I drop a Titan on someone, I have my Titan ready right at that exact time where I'm like, I'm completely and utterly screwed and outnumbered. Drop in your Titan, then you turn the battle around. You eject out of your friggin' cockpit and you blast somebody out of the air. There's always something that can happen in the combat, which is, it's just amazing that they managed to make the game do that to you, no matter who you are.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those rare instances where everything more or less seems balanced. Things seem very right on the surface with this game. Now, one of the things that this game has got going for it right now, it's getting a lot of really positive reviews on it, and a lot of publications are giving it 9s and 10s.
And before you go into what I know you're going to go into, the reason behind this is that people are having so much fun with it because of the things that are different and unique and the fast-paced combat, all that, that's basically just making you enjoy the game. They're overlooking the bad points. This game does have problems, which you're about to get into.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk about this in my review as well, but it wasn't until I watched Angry Joe's review of this game that I realized, you know what? You've got a point. One of the things I really wanted from this game is I really wanted the game to explore its lore and its campaign setting. You do get a campaign, technically 18 missions, 9 aside, all on the same map. The problem with this is, though, the lore is never really explained. You get like a 2-minute movie when the game starts, and that's it. The rest of it is explained through audio dialogues, which you normally can't hear happening anyway, except during the beginning of the mission. When you get stuff in-game, there's too much shit going on that you can't pay attention to it, really. And the lore's just never really gotten into. Like, I want to know more about the militia, more about the IMC. And one thing that really kind of pissed me off, and I said this to Jamie when we first beat the game the first time around, is I wonder what would happen if I'm playing, say, the militia and I win this mission. Does the game dialogue change? No matter what, you are destined to lose certain things.
The game has a storyline set to it, whether or not you win or lose. So one of the very early missions when you're on that colony, it's a fueling colony or whatever. It's one of the beta maps. Basically, you go in, the militia are trying to steal a fuel source to fuel their ships so that they can continue fighting in this war. If you lose, they say, oh, well, we managed to at least fuel, I think, 56 ships. Whereas if you win, they say a couple more than that or something. But no matter what, you didn't actually lose or you didn't actually win. No matter what, in that particular thing, you're going to win. And if you're the IMC forces, you say, oh, well, they managed to still get away with this many ships fueled, but we knocked down their forces a good peg. Or if you lose, and it's like, well, they got away with a lot of our fuel, but, you know, whatever. Like, it doesn't really matter. But at the same time, that's probably the only way they could have told the story, right?
I think they could have used a little bit of branching dialogue and still kept the original the intentions, because all it is, because there's no cutscenes to explain things have gone right or gone wrong. They could have just simply changed the audio. And that's another thing too. The install for this game is 50 gigabytes. 35 gigs of that is audio.
Really?
That's a lot.
There's 35 gigs of audio?
Yeah.
Did you actually look into that?
Angry Joe. And I know he's extremely well-researched, so...
That is a lot of audio.
Yeah.
But then again, this game's audio is pretty fucking awesome. Like, there is a sound effect for just about everything. But on that note, yeah, we can complain about things not being there, such as the campaign, but everybody's got to remember that this was like a team of 70 people.
Yeah, and so, that's why I'm willing to give that a little bit of a pass. Where I'm not willing to give this game a pass is, oddly enough, when it comes down to multiplayer stuff. You might be asking, well, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, when you play this game, be it on PC or Xbox One 360, there's no ability to create private matches. Now, you can do this game LAN, so bear this in mind.
You can?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's how they did it at the event.
No, they were actually on the network. I talked to one of their guys. That's why in some of the games you were actually playing people that were like level 45 that got the game early. They were on the actual network.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
I know you can do System Link, because I know I heard someone say that somewhere.
Okay.
But anyway, moving along. There is no ability to create custom lobbies. You can't kick people if they join. So let's say me and Jamie had five other friends. We wanted to play. Let's say one of them dropped and some random guy came in. We can't get rid of him. He has to leave voluntarily.
Well, you can leave, go back to the private lobby and invite your friends and then restart it up.
Yeah, but that's a pain in the ass.
It's not that much of a pain in the ass. The pain in the ass is that you can't have custom games.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. And there is no clan support. So very rarely will you run across everybody that has the same clan tag. It does happen.
At the same time, though, who really cares about clans? Like, really?
Esports people.
Yeah,
then that's what they're trying to cater to with this game. And that's another... Now, I am poaching some of these points from Angry Joe's review, but he does make a lot of really good points. And there is... And the weapon customization, it'd be nice if they give us more, and they probably will with some of these updates. I would like a little more options for some of my guns, but whatever. Another thing that I didn't much care for is I feel like there's maybe not enough game types. Now, that being said, what can you really do with a first-person shooter? There's Capture the Flag, King of the Hill, your standard deathmatch, and vehicle combat, which is more or less like Last Titan Standing, Hardpoint Domination.
They've actually got all of those plus an extra one called Attrition.
Yeah, and Attrition. And the other one is called Pilot Hunter, where you only get points when you kill enemy pilots.
Which is basically team deathmatch.
Yeah. Now, what would I like another game type? Yes. What it could be, I'm not entirely sure. The one I came up with is either it takes twice as long for your Titans to come in, or there's no Titans at all, and you're on a very confined map. So very Call of Duty-esque, where it's more Twitch-based reactions as opposed to, hey, here's my giant Titan, die in a fire. And one of the things I've noticed watching people play this on PC, because you're having to play over Origin, is if your connection drops, you get boned big time when it comes to leveling up, because you have to authenticate using the EA Origin token system, which is annoying as shit. Whereas with Xbox One, everything is in the cloud anyway, and it's constantly updating. So I've never lost a level playing Xbox One, but once again, watching Angry Joe, he got totally screwed out of unlocks to the point where he had to replay the entire campaign to unlock one of the Titans. That's a pain in the ass. And something you'd think for a PC, if this game is in the cloud, if it's on PC, I don't even see why this should even be a fucking issue. But
well, it's because Origin always is shitty. speaking from like Battlefield and stuff, but it's for me personally, I didn't have that happen, so I can't really speculate on it. Like, yeah, maybe there's rumors, maybe Angry Joe had that issue, but it sometimes things happen to small groups of people. If that's happening to everyone on PC, well then shit, that sucks. But
there was a lot of I heard a lot of people talking about this. They were having a lot of problems with this whole token thing. Now, maybe they fixed this up, because I know the PC launch was not as smooth as the Xbox One launch, despite having that one-day outage on Xbox Live. Which
that was Xbox Live, though. It wasn't the game, was it? Yeah.
And
I didn't even have an outage. I didn't understand that.
That's what they were saying, that the problem was not related to Titanfall, but I'd call that one pretty goddamn big coincidence if it wasn't. Now, for all the complaints I have with the game, I did like it. In fact, I had a fantastic time with this game, and I actually would recommend people play it, because it's not often I have fun with a purely competitive game. It never happens to me. Like, I get turned off by Call of Duty multiplayer, by Battlefield multiplayer. In fact, I play those games specifically for the campaign. I know. Fuck you, Mike. But I think this game has some issues to iron out, and I think they will. I really think all these games' issues will be cleared up in 3 months. No problem.
Well, coming from a development standpoint, I would say the issues that have been caused is the fact that they had such a small team. They couldn't really – they probably didn't have enough time testing for certain small balancing issues, like the assault rifle being extremely overpowered compared to other weapons. But at the same time, a lot of the times the assault rifle is always overpowered in shooters. It's just kind of how it works. Because the assault rifle in real life, that's what it's for. It's meant to be used in every situation. Like, I'm not I'm defending it, but not trying to. I don't know. My only issues with the game basically are the assault rifle and the challenges. I have a good point and a bad point. The challenges, once you have prestige, well, or it's called regeneration in this one, so regens. When you hit generation 5,
it's a brick wall.
It is 100% a brick wall. Basically, every generation, you have these challenges. It's like, hey, you have to use shotguns, get your challenge to the max challenge of the shotgun. So you have to get, what, 50 kills on pilots and like 200 kills all around so you can kill NPCs and all that. Which at first I was like, this fucking sucks. I hate the shotgun. And by the end of it, you're like, hey, I'm actually pretty good with the shotgun now. So it actually gets you better with the weapons you suck at and makes you experience new things. So in like generation 3 or 4, one of them is using satchel charges for kills. And I was like, there's no damn way I'm going to get 50 kills with the satchels. Now the satchels are actually part of my normal setup. I love them. I love throwing a satchel really far, dropping it from a zip line, throwing it in and yelling satchel out rather than frag out because I'm a dick like that. Throwing it on my Titan and then friggin' blowing off anybody that tries to jump on it. Or throwing it on an enemy's Titan as they jump out, I blow them up.
That's a damn good idea.
But see, the thing is I did not think of that until the challenge made me use it over and over. And I was just like, I need to make creative ways to get kills with this thing because you only get two of them per life. Except when you get in a Titan, which if you didn't know, I only found this out because there was a random tip that popped up on screen during one of the loading screens. When you get in your Titan, it acts as an ammo factory and refills all of your ammo, including your ordnance.
Jesus Christ, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like when people are always, I've had some numerous people say, do you have infinite ammo? Because I seem to never run out. You have like 10 clips to start with, which is a lot, but I have ran out of ammo before.
Yep, same here. I've run out of ammo on my mag launcher before.
Yeah, but when you get in your Titan, it has ammo in it and it refills your ammo so you can get back out or when you end up ejecting. Anyway, back to my other point, the challenges, you know, they throw a challenge at you to be able to regen to the next rank. And you're like, hey, this is very engaging and keeps the game interesting. Also, what it also does is for people that are in the first generation and they see your gen, they're like, oh, crap, this guy's been playing the game a lot longer than me. He's going to kick my ass. No, you're probably going to kick the crap out of me because now I have to use a weapon that I don't usually use or I hate, such as the shotgun, and you're going to have an assault rifle and you're going to kick the crap out of me. It's some sort of, like, I feel like they purposely did it this way to balance out the game.
I could see that, actually, because I've had people that I see, oh, fuck, they're a level 4, but they're only at unlocked level 8. So I'm like, so what's the big deal? Because I know they won't have the car. I know they won't have that burst fire assault rifle.
They won't have good Titans.
Exactly. I know this stuff. They won't have the good kits unlocked. They still have their burn cards, but they won't have their kits.
Yeah. And the thing is generally, so once you get to Gen 5, and here's my biggest pet peeve with the game, is one single fucking challenge made me annoyed with the game. Like, it's such a brick wall. You can level and get the challenges done by level 50 if you really try hard and be able to regen once you hit level 50, which is the max, you know, level. You regen, increase your rank. When you get to rank 5, the challenge is to kill 50 enemies that have ejected from their Titan. This is extremely hard on the Xbox One because you're using a controller. You don't have it, like, perfect pinpoint accuracy. This guy gets launched at like 50 meters into the air, and generally everyone uses auto cloak. So it automatically ejects them and automatically cloaks them, which the cloaking is designed to make you blind as a Titan towards those players, not on the ground. Like, on the ground, you see somebody cloaked, you can see them. Mm-hmm. In a Titan, it's meant to block your visual sensors. So I can, if I'm lucky, get one Titan eject kill every 3 or 4 matches. And, like, that's a long fucking time. I've been I've been level 50 in rank 5, gen 5, for probably 15 hours now. And I have 12 fucking kills for this challenge. I'm going to be here for a long time. I've seen on forums and everything, people are raging and flipping out about this. They're probably going to patch it and make it like 10 eject kills the day that I finish. See, I know that's how karma is going
to
work.
I think it should go down to 25. 10's a little less, but yeah, some of these challenges are annoying as shit.
That, honestly, though, like, if you look at all the challenges after this one, the hard, you know, quote unquote hard challenges are like get MVP 25 times. That happens. You just got to play a couple matches. You'll get it. No matter who you are, you will get MVP. But the fucking eject kills. Like, I will admit, the challenge has.
You sound so angry.
I know. I like. Seriously, it killed the fun for me because you're just progressing constantly, no matter what, and then you hit this one, and it just fucking murders you. And then afterwards, all the challenges you look at, you're like, these are all fucking easy compared to this. Like, as soon as I finish Gen 5, I will probably hit Gen 10 within 2 days. It's that much of a difference. But the thing is I have noticed I'm getting better at eject kills because of this challenge. But it's one of those things of, it's just too much. And it ruins the fun, because now it's like a task to log in. I log on to it, and it's like, I gotta get these fucking eject kills, and like, it's just not fun anymore. And that's where it killed it for me. But
see, for me, I'm looking forward to learning to be that good, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to it. Like, this is one of those games I'm actively gonna try and prestige as much as I can. I've never said that about a game before. The only game I could possibly think about doing that is, even though it's not in that, the only game I felt this good before is Mass Effect 3. It's multiplayer, which is not even comparable to this one, but I'm doing it for my enjoyment. I actually feel like I actually have a chance of actually prestiging to level 10. A chance.
Well, see,
I've never said that about a game before, ever.
It's actually funny, because with me, playing Call of Duties in the past, I haven't really enjoyed any of the newer ones, but any of the games that have the prestige system where you reach a maximum rank and then you drop back to level 1 and lose all your stuff just so that you get a higher number, I never understood it and I never cared for it. This one actually has the challenges, so it's like you feel like you accomplished something when you get that extra rank, rather than just you played the game way too much. Now it's, hey, you played the game way too much, but you actually did specific things that are hard to show that you know, deserved that extra rank.
Yeah.
I think that's why I keep getting into it, because it's like a level grind in an RPG, and I love level grinding, so.
Now, before we close out the show here on Titanfall, I want to say this is one of those games where I think it's really going to do a lot for the modern FPS, and it's going to do something. Someone said this, it's like a MOBA FPS, and they have tried this before with a game called Brink, which is a completely online shooter, multiplayer only.
And it failed.
But this one, I don't think will, because I think the lore is interesting enough, I think the world is interesting enough, and I think the actual gameplay itself is interesting enough, because the people at Respawn, they know what they're doing.
Well, there's a couple things about that. They know what they're doing, and actually, I guess I didn't talk about the interview with them. Most of the questions were related to basically what is your next plans and all that. And my questions to them were mostly about, like, one of them, I was the only person to make them laugh. I asked, people are rumoring that your new game, Titanfall, is going to crush the Call of Duty series and actually make it so that nobody wants to play it anymore, basically making it dead. And his response was, well, Call of Duty is Call of Duty, and I don't work for them anymore. So, and then he had a big smirk on his face, so it's kind of funny. But the thing with Titanfall is that it's just very fresh feeling. It's different than other FPSs. And the other question that I had asked, or one of the other guys that was in the room with me had asked him, it was about if they had any, did they cater towards the people that at esports that wanted to make it a competitive game? And he said, if they want to make it a competitive game, not his exact words, I don't remember exactly, so don't quote me, but he basically said, if they want to make it competitive, great, but we focused on making a fun game. So they didn't think about it forcefully being competitive. They thought about making it fun, which that is something huge for me as like an ex-development student. Companies need to do this. You need to start thinking about fun rather than money again. And I think that's why Titanfall is such a phenomenon right now. It's because it's fun.
Yeah, like I haven't had this much fun with a shooter in years.
For me, since like Halo 2 and Gears of War 3.
I'd say Halo 4 for me. I mean, I've had fun with other shooters, but not so much where I'm going back playing for hours a day.
Well, I mean, even like Halo 4, Halo 3, it was the same thing. So it was just like, this is fun because it's, you know, what I know. Halo 2 kind of made the game a lot different. Gears of War 3 was very different for me, and I loved like the horde modes and everything. Like, they added a lot of fresh stuff. Call of Duty has been rehashed over and over and over, so I stopped caring for it after Modern Warfare 2,
you know,
and Black Ops.
I just had a thought. This is the first game I've ever enjoyed Capture the Flag. That says something to me. Because
I enjoyed Capture the Flag in Halo 1 when I was playing LAN with my buddies and we only used rocket launchers.
Look how much fun you and I had, or how competitive we got playing Capture the Flag the other night.
Yeah, it's one of those things that at first you like really hate Capture the Flag because you realize how fast you can cap a flag because everything's so fast-paced, but it becomes such a struggle because the games are so close.
Yeah, and with this, because the teams are so small, 6v6, even if you're not communicating over headset, teamwork eventually becomes implied and you kind of just know what to do. Now, occasionally you'll get stuck with a team full of retards and it won't be any fun at all. Me and Jamie have had that happen more than a few times.
Yeah, that's usually where you're just like, screw it, I give up, I'm going for my KD ratio.
Exactly, like, whatever. Or me, my thing is, I'm going for that flag because I know this map and I can run. And I love the parkour element of this because I can bounce between buildings like a damn pinball.
Well, one of the largest maps, it's crazy in the fact that this map is one of the largest ones in size, but it's actually one of the fastest to get from one point to the other. It's one of the militia bases or whatever. It has those giant walls, and basically you can zip line up onto one of the walls, and then you can wall run from one side of the map to the other. You can drop down, grab the fucking flag from the other team, jump on the roof, jump on their zip line, get back on the wall, and you can be back in your base in under 20 seconds.
Jesus.
Like, there and back. The only thing is you're extremely exposed, because when you have the flag, they can see where you are. And the fact that you're in the air, so any precision weapon will take you out. But when people aren't paying attention, especially like when you're being dominated because you have complete and utter idiots on your team, they're going to be at your base. So you just go to their base, come back, and you drop in and score the flag. It's ridiculous. But the map, like for a Titan to get from one side of the map to the other, and Titans move way faster than people do on the ground, not whenever they're wall running. It's probably like a good 30 seconds for a Titan to actually get to the other side of the map. But wall running in the sky, basically, you can get there in under 20 seconds. There and back, like in 20 seconds. It's ridiculous.
That's insanely. I'm going to have to practice that.
And see, the funny thing is Capture the Flag makes you learn that kind of shit, too. The maps have so many routes. Like, every single match, you can take a different route, and the game can be completely different and fresh. And I've had this happen numerous times Have I told you in two of the maps, if you look in the background of the game, there are giant four-legged monsters in the background fighting with like IMC forces?
No.
You've not. I didn't notice this until my brother and his wife came over. They were having pizza with me and I was showing them the game. And she goes, "What the hell is that giant thing in the background? Man, it's like destroying stuff." And I look back and I'm like, "What the fuck is that?" And I had played this map probably 40 times by now. Like, there is so much content in this game that you just don't notice until you start looking for it. In the training ground map, there is a catwalk in the top, and there's a catwalk in the bottom of the map that you can only get to on foot. Didn't know about them. I actually only found out from one because a random noob came into the game. He was like level 2, and he started shooting at me from this catwalk, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? I know I'm nerdgasming over the subject, but basically this game just has a lot of fun to it, and it's very cinematic and captivates you to play. That's my end of a rant.
Yeah.
If you want to know more, listen to the review a day and play the damn game.
Yeah. I mean, for my full thoughts on this, definitely check out my review, which will be airing tomorrow, if not possibly into Friday. So definitely be listening for that. And yeah, so anyway, guys, that's pretty much our discussion of Titanfall. Final recommendation, I recommend you definitely check it out. Whether you buy it or not, well, listen to the review and you'll get more in-depth info.
For me, I recommend buying it if you already have an Xbox One.
Yes.
If you don't have an Xbox One, it's really hard for me because I have had a lot of fun with this game, but I knew that the game was going to be fun because I played the beta and I already happened to have an Xbox One because, you know, my girlfriend won that one from the Doritos thing. So you got to think about it this way. It's like around $600 after you've bought the game, the taxes, all that stuff, depending on where you live, like what country you're in. This is a lot of money for one game. And if there isn't a whole bunch of other games that you like on the Xbox One or you want to use it for a media console, you really got to think about that decision. Now, that being said, I have two friends that basically just from watching me and hearing my excitement, they went and picked it up and they've loved it. So, like, they bought a console and everything.
Yeah, so your mileage may vary, depending.
What I would say, if you don't have an Xbox One, find a friend or somebody that has one and has the game and go check it out and see if it captivates you enough that they want to take their controller back from you forcefully. Then, yeah, you should probably go buy an Xbox One because, you know, then you're having that much fun.
That's right.
But I wouldn't wait. Like, if you wait a couple months, the community might die down. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. This is going to be one of those things. I think with what the Season Pass gives us, it's supposed to give us more maps and new stuff. I think we'll very much see if this will be kept alive like a Call of Duty type thing where they're, whenever they get a new map out, the community surges for a while. We'll have to wait and see.
I do believe that Titanfall 2, though, is going to be a completely, like, phenomenal game. I bet you it'll have either a campaign or a lot more story elements, because now that they're getting money from everybody buying it, they'll be able to have a bigger team, and they're going to do good shit.
Absolutely. It's going to be interesting to see what happens next. So next time on The Prototype, what are we going to be talking about? We're not entirely sure just yet, but we've got some ideas, as we often always do, so we should be back before the end of next week. That is the goal. And
maybe it'll be something on music.
Yeah, you know what? Why not? Let's talk about video game music. And we're going to be talking about composers, also video game bands as well. Maybe what we'll do is...
I like how I was hinting it, and you're just full-blown, okay, we're doing that.
Yeah, we're doing that. And we're actually going to put together playlist for you guys to check out, and we'll try and make them maybe available via YouTube or something, so you guys can check those out for us. Maybe our 10 best video game songs that we think of. So anyway, guys, until next time, for The Prototype, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd with
Jamie JJ Johnson, and make sure you Goomba those motherfuckers.